blurry bastages to another episode of Blurry Hysteria. David Flora, how is the world treating you in parts unknown Colorado?
Oh, so far so good. We finally got snow here. It starts in like October,
yeah,
but then we didn't have anything all the way through the new year, and then all of a sudden we've got like 2 feet now.
Nantuck brought me his whale blubber. The crop season will be perfect and formidable, and we'll make it through the season. And I don't know. I just assume that you guys live in igloos and shit in Colorado. I don't understand it.
That's basically it, yeah. If you're lucky. But if they're, you can afford one, they're really going for expensive. Like $1.3 million.
They're really expensive igloos.
Jeez.
I know you seem like you're in a pretty good mood, and I hate to bring that down, but we do have an interloper. I mean, guest this week.
What?
Yeah, it's... This isn't just regular Blurry Hysteria. It's sad Blurry Hysteria.
His name is...
I'm not exactly sure how you keep tricking me into being on these shows. I put on these headphones and sit in front of this microphone because I think we're going to play like Mario Kart.
Kev, you want to have dinner? Just sit in front of the microphone.
Yeah, right. Where's the food? Macaroni.
Talk into the speaker. Let me know what you want.
Okay. Sounds I like macaroni and cheese.
And we're live.
Oh, what? Oh, my God. Oh, well, hey, let's get to the part I care about. Hey, David.
Hi.
How are you, sir?
I thought you were going to go with the old classic, well, you know, racist. What? We're live?
Oh, what? I'm very racist towards the white people.
That'll win me friends, right?
I still want my macaroni and cheese. I just want to make that clear. I'll do this podcast episode. I just want my macaroni
Kevin's been
cheese.
Staying with you.
I want his macaroni and cheese too.
Well, he's been staying with her a couple days. I've seen him in these eating these macaroni cups.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I don't know. They're just enough to make you want another macaroni cup.
That's
they're very
exactly
small.
Right. And then you get the second one and you're like, well, I didn't want all this.
And then if you're worrying that we didn't eat healthily today, we had McDonald's delivered this morning because we were busy. So, yeah.
And I tell you what, buddy, that bacon, egg, and cheese bagel, not terrible.
Even better on wheels.
Uber Eats. You know, guys, I am here. You've tricked me into it. So I found a story.
Yeah. So I'm taking the week off. I'm pulling hosting duties and other things that you can't see because this is a video.
Hosting duty?
I holster him into the chair and make him do the job.
I'm a Holstein
cow. It's an open carry state, so it's okay. He carries me in a sidecar.
Yeah. He's got a story for us. He picked all on his lonesome and ownsome because he's, you know, that kind of person. Start us up and let us know what you're working with for your weird, maybe sad story this week.
So I found this on CNN Travel. Okay, I'm going to read. Yeah, I know. I'm trying to rehab its reputation. So I'm going to read the first part of the headline. American passenger bites flight attendant.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, everybody's fine. Forcing plane to return to Tokyo, airline says.
Yeah, but their airline says.
The airline says. Why aren't we hearing from the passenger? Probably because he has her arm in his mouth. An American airline. This is, you're damn right, it's on CNN. Remember? This is CNN.
It's uncanny. That sounds like
this
a dead lion.
Was respectable.
It sounds like a dead lion. All of this is yours. It sounds like a Darth Vader. An American airline passenger allegedly, we would need to say allegedly, bit a female cabin crew member mid-flight on Tuesday, forcing and this is not made up, All Nippon Airways, ANA. Calm down, Brent. All right, just get ready for Brent to be giggling the whole rest of the episode. One more time, that's All Nippon Airways.
Yeah.
Flight bound for Seattle to return to Tokyo. Okay, so it's an hour into the flight, and I've flown to Chicago
from
Tokyo. Yeah, right. It's probably about 8 hours from Tokyo to maybe 7. 1 hour into a 7-hour flight. Stewardess, come here.
Sir, are you okay? Well, I foam at the mouth quite often. Don't worry about this. This is normal.
I mean, they only have themselves to blame because their motto is nip on this, right?
That's right. That's true. See, this is why advertising, it's going to ruin us all.
Yeah. Something, John Goforth went in advertising.
Late stage capitalism.
John works in John works in capitalism. That is true. Why do I feel like he's just like, God damn, I wish I could thought of something like this for my brand.
Well, you better get some Band-Aids if that's right? the case. Because hour in, they turn that motherfucker around.
Yeah, as you do.
Everybody else on that plane is like, why are we turning around? George bit somebody.
Well, I don't want to be reading ahead here, but I love that it says it's not the first case of alleged mid-air biting.
Yeah, right. In 2022, two passengers were given hefty fines for hitting and biting crew and other passengers. So they didn't even stop with the crew. They got somebody in 22D over there who was opening their big mouth, so they got a chomp on.
What do you mean there's no Sprite? Oh,
you know, we do have Starry.
Yeah, hey. Lisa and I, you know this. Yeah. Lisa and I both bought a Starry and a Sprite, and we tried them, and I got to tell you, I liked Starry, but they were Starry and Sprite Zero.
Starry is Sierra Mist, which was Slice.
That brand has gone
through so many different names. I don't know what they're trying to do.
It's funny you say that because I like Sierra Mist better, and I always loved Slice. But we get like weird, like grape slice, orange slice, all the difference.
What about Squirt? I love Squirt. I ain't got that kind of money to pay for that. Yeah,
so.
That's fair. That's true.
They usually charge
about
double.
Kimbo Slice?
I want to tell you what these fines were.
Oh yeah,
don't
please.
Read ahead. People out there think, oh, gosh, geez, $500. Oh, yeah, that's a lot of money. Yeah. Okay. They were fined, ready, $81,950 and $77,272, respectively, for hitting and biting crew members and other passengers. Now, obviously, you should not do that. I just didn't think the fine would be that high.
If you had me at one of my maddest in my life and some little fucking sign came down, you may bite this person for... let's say $82,000, I might call my money guy and be like, can we move some stuff around?
Yeah, just move it. Because that bite, it's going to taste great. And apparently this is becoming a thing because several incidents have been reported this month of bad behavior and aggression from passengers. Apparently people who like Brent are moving money around so they can bite people. There was an American Airlines flight that was diverted to a Texas airport on January 3rd, after a passenger allegedly punched a flight attendant and assaulted at least one police officer. And he was probably just mad that they were being redirected to Texas.
They used to have to get in just a wagon and spend 6 months and die on the way to somewhere.
Now or we get dysentery.
Yeah, we sit in a chair in the sky and watch a crappy movie, and it's like, no!
Well,
no!
Yeah, well, the
my
leg
privilege!
Room. The leg room, Brent.
It's true.
Okay. Have they reintroduced lead in gasoline without telling anybody? Like, what the fuck?
No, I think that might be right.
It's just in coffee.
That's true. God, I had a pot and a half of coffee today, and I'm full of lead.
He did.
So, yeah, that's the one I've got.
Sometimes you
got
a bite.
Pretty fucking crazy.
Have you ever seen anything happen to either of you on a plane crazy?
I'm trying to think, and I've been on a lot of planes.
I saw a dude vape.
Did everybody get very upset?
They brought out the $25,000 fine thing, talked to him, and they like, or you can give it to us, and he gave it to them.
I one time tried to go to the bathroom on a Spirit Airlines flight, and I was screamed to sit down.
Wow.
Now,
well,
I think we were in the middle of trying to land.
That's because you might have shifted the weight, and they would have plummeted.
That's true, because it was me and one other passenger.
Spirit's the only planes that have fasten your seatbelt and pray signs.
Yeah, right. Like they'd spend money on that.
Nah, very good point, David, because they fucking won't. I can't remember.
Aren't they filing bankruptcy?
That wouldn't surprise me.
I think because they were trying to merge with JetBlue and the government blocked them.
Whoa.
And now I think they're going to file for bankruptcy. That's what I read.
But, oh, sweet. I've flown Spirit one time and I don't plan on ever doing that again.
Same.
No, thank you.
What about you, David? Did you see anything crazy on a flight ever?
I am sure I have, but I can't remember anything that was crazy.
I saw where someone collapsed and they had to work on them with a doctor. They asked for a doctor. I was on a plane where they asked, and a woman was a nurse practitioner. You'll appreciate that. She was not a doctor.
That's right.
And she was up and about, not walking, but alive. Then when they landed, we had to wait for them to take her out on a... Not like a stretcher, but like a wheelchair thing. And
wow.
Yeah.
When they found the nurse practitioner, they say, are you a nurse practitioner? Did she have the stethoscope in her ears?
She said, what gave it away?
Yeah, like Leslie Arison, Nielsen in Airplane Arison. One thing, I did hear a podcast episode once about, do you guys remember the underwear bomber? Like late,
mm-hmm.
was that
yeah.
late 2009 maybe? And there was
shoe
a story
bomber,
about
the underwear
people
bomber.
Who watched this dude on the plane trying to light his underwear on fire and how that all transpired. It was terrible.
Well, I don't want to get involved. I just don't want to say anything. Right. Like,
yeah.
You know, just like,
that guy's trying to light his penis on fire.
I feel like if something like that happened to me and they were like, is there a doctor on the plane? Somebody would be like, yes, I have a doctorate in philosophy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You guys ever read any Jungian darker side or whatever?
Yeah, what do you guys
My
think about Kierkegaard?
My advice is don't get involved. All right.
What is living? You know what? Just kill me. Smother me. Make it go faster.
Can you help this man? I mean, what's help anyway? Anyway, all right, we're going to go to break. When we come back, he's the gentleman from the delegate from Colorado is going to tell us about monkeys. So we got that coming up on Sad Blurry Hysteria.
Get it right.
It's hard to be sad when you hear this music.
You damn right. Or when you got a nip on.
All nip on this.
Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so it's very high on pronunciation, too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I have to go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we wanted to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know, and we don't do long term stuff like this, and this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get now. Started. For a very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today. I can barely hear it this time, Brent, actually.
You can barely
hear
it?
That was the intermission ones. You never hear those for some reason.
Yeah. I could just make it out.
It's the government keeping us down. I'm going to tell you.
And that's why they wouldn't let Spirit Airlines go away.
Yeah. You know, and I got to tell you, one of his worst things in life is not hearing the dumb drops that I play or conspiracy about, or more importantly, Kyle, who think on or aren't on these episodes.
Yeah.
Like downstairs.
No, that's good.
Of the worst things in life.
Inconceivable. I'm using a different board and it keeps cutting off in the beginning. So You know, I guess you could say.
I don't know what to tell you. That's very bad news, Jack. And I look, I hope you guys make a better decision next time.
Yeah, get a better co-host, David.
That's Are your... you saying that you hit the drop and it says conceivable?
Yeah, conceivable. Yeah.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Yeah, that one works, of course. All right, sir.
So wait a minute. You're on a new board. Does that mean you don't have watch your profanity?
Well, I don't, son of a bitch. I don't.
No, don't. It's gone. David.
Watch your profanity.
I take back all the nice things I said earlier in the episode.
Hey, why is Kevin so gullible? He keeps coming on this show.
Poor.
He didn't choose.
He chose.
There we go.
Poor.
Sometimes you just got to figure out, you know.
I tell you what, Brent doesn't have. He does have a weird laughing problem. You don't have the cup of a carpenter, but we're interrupting poor David's story here.
Yeah.
Oh, David's interrupting himself. Don't worry about it.
David, tell me about
a
monkey.
I am girl interrupted.
Oh.
Isn't that what Angelina Jolie, did I say Angelina?
Angelina Jolie.
Have Kyle. Kyle.
Did you just call me Kyle?
Yeah. Have Kevin say because in Chicago to you.
Because?
Yeah.
Chicago.
Yeah. And that's how he does it. I listen to him talking to people. He's like, because. And I go, like, where?
I just say it correctly.
He says it in the French room while drinking a Malort. Anyway, now we're really going to let you go. Please, sir, tell us about monkey.
All right. Check this out. I got this on the 17th. This is fresh off the presses. A cloned rhesus monkey is still alive after 2 years.
Whoa. So it's not like Dolly where it came out and they're like, it looks just like you. And it goes, kill me. And then they, you know, they put it out of its misery.
2 years. Wow.
All right. So here's the tempering blow on these expectations. Researchers in China are claiming that a cloned rhesus macaque has survived 2 years. So your grain of salt with this is that it's China claiming this.
Man, I wish it was Japan because we could say it was from Nippon. That would be a Nippon macaque.
Nippon Airways. Yeah, Nippon macaque.
Nippon macaque.
Nippon rhesus macaque.
By the way,
I guess they've been working on monkeys for a while trying
was
to get
them. Was that
Monchi
cheese? They put their fingers in their mouth. Sorry. I took my Gatorade. I must have had a
Gatorade?
Red Bull or something. Or,
you took your Gatorade?
Got my energy.
I saw a cup of coffee today. Mm. They apparently have been able to clone, you know, as you said, sheep. They've done dogs, pigs, mice, cattle, rabbits, but not the primate is tougher.
Yeah.
And they said,
God
of all,
gets fidgety when you start making primates.
Well, God can fucking come down here and do something about it then if he's so worried.
I will then. I will.
Well, fine then. Do.
I'm on the last episode of Reacher, then I'll be right down there.
I just love this handsome man who doesn't take any guff.
He's such a he's not even a snack. He's a whole meal. Anyway.
Wow. Women want him and men want him. So
help me.
Dale Earnhardt fishing shirtless down by the creek.
Yeah.
Sorry, David. I just had to get my Dale Earnhardt by the creek story in.
I'm sufficiently intimidated. NASCAR fans. Next up on PBR, who can last on Cyclone? Anyway, well, I'm going like full Bass Pro Shop right now. they said of all the cloned macaque embryos that they implant into wombs, nearly half have died around the 60th day of gestation. And so they, you know, they're tinkering with how to do this and everything, and they give it some kind of gene expression help at that point of time in time or whatever. And they say they're making headway with it. But apparently there's one fucking monkey that just won't die. The little turd. They say it's 2 years old. I don't believe it. I'll just say that right now. I don't think with all the
coming out of China was the first part of it that gave that away.
That to me, that's that's already
when Reese for comment,
red flag.
The monkey said, "I want to die. God's forgotten about me. The scientists kept telling me I was going to die. They're all dead now.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Lord,
and then
come
he
get me.
Grabbed his pack of zigzags and rolled one up. And
truth be told, I'm more credited up than my cousin in Outbreak, but I still can't die.
But you're right about the zigzags. How long have you been smoking, sir? The whole 2 years you've been alive?
It's what keeps my insides together.
I live on a strict diet of Abba Zaba and cigars.
Frank Zappa. Abba Zappa.
I love Frank Zappa.
How do you feel about this? How do you guys feel about cloning?
You know, I don't know if I've thought about it much. Go ahead, David. Sorry.
Well, no, it's all right. I think it could be useful. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Hang on.
Oh, it's the government. Delete this episode right now.
Don't share your thoughts on cloning.
Oh, no. They found out about my cloning opinion.
I'll tell you now, while he's handling his phone call, it's the only way I'm ever going to know if I'm a good kisser or not, so I am 100%.
Are you
going to
clone yourself so that you can kiss yourself?
I would clone myself, but then I'm not that type that would, like, I'm not going to try to kill my other self, or he's not going to try to kill me, because we're like, hell yeah. Two hands are better than one, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I do have thoughts on cloning, but I want David to go ahead.
My thought on it is, if you can do it to a way that the... Can you get a headless body? You know, it's like, it's not self-aware, then you can use it for organs.
No frontal lobe and stuff like that. It's like if you guys watch Rick and Morty, when they're making the dead body spaghetti, you know, like, well, it's not a bad thing when there's no brain. You know how it goes.
I got to watch that show.
I don't know. Like, if there's no sentience, I don't think it's that big of a problem. Yeah. What they're worried about, and they mentioned this in the article, is that they worry that it could have moral implications if people start seeing these things not as living beings, but as just objects, you know?
Yeah.
But my thought is,
Kevin's like the poor. The poors.
You're just reading the tattoo on my arm.
Yeah, that could absolutely be, because I don't know if you guys know this or not, but human beings don't have a really good track record of treating each other, let alone clones.
Sure don't. Also, I don't have a tattoo. But I will say this. I think that's a good point, David. I didn't even think about it that way. But the greatest cloning that ever happened, and probably ever will happen, at least in our lifetime, is a little book called Scientific Progress Goes Boink.
Boink?
Boink. When Calvin cloned many versions of himself... to really annoy his parents, and Hobbes was very concerned because there were many, many Calvins.
That's funny, because Kevin here is an avid reader, yet the book I've seen him read the most times is my book, Little Book of Big Breasts, that I got from, I think John got for me. It's the only book I've seen him read 15 to 20 times.
Cover to cover, baby.
Yeah.
Cover to cover.
And the Little Book of Big Asses, the follow-up. I got that, too.
I found
too.
That like 2 years after I found the boob book, and I was like, look at this. And you go, I forgot I had that.
Sure you did, Brent.
It's a flip book if you just believe in yourself.
Also, Multiplicity. You guys
I was just going to say Multiplicity. You could.
Three Guys from Nowhere Pizza.
That's it. She touched my Peppy Steve.
So my Peppy Steve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great movie.
I don't know, man. I'm glad that I'm not the one making the decisions, because... then I can just be how dare you, and feign anger when all this shit happens.
Well, what about is it moral to do this for something that'll live 1 to 2 years?
Well, right, but also, you know, you gotta you know, walk before you run. Sometimes can't make an omelet without killing a few monkeys.
The other part of that is. If they know it's going to live 2 years and they provided a great quality of life, and then it dies and its organs and stuff are all healthy, you could, you know, theoretically use those in,
figuring out what a dodo tasted like. Yes.
Your non-lab grown pet. has kidney issues or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And could they do a kidney swap at that point or so? I don't know.
Like, I think it's right. I think you're right. If they provide a good quality of life, which one word to use for that, we call it humane. But going back to what Brent said a few moments ago, human beings don't have the best track record at being humane.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. One thing in the article I wanted to point out was that they said they achieve just one live fetus for every 113 embryos. And they said of all 11 embryos that they were able to transfer to a womb, only one produced a live fetus. And they said that's progress for them, that it's not as low a number as it sounds scientifically, I guess.
Well, let me tell you, I just did the math. And won't that keep is you in the majors. 0.0088% success rate. Mm-hmm. So that sounds like a pretty low number.
But Kevin's got that track record of picking up men and women in bars. So you know what? He keeps doing it. Why give up on yourself?
There's always hope.
Kevin, I just want you to know, this was Kevin. I don't have a tattoo. Anyway, I love how you had to say that. Like,
I don't.
A minute later, he's like, I do not have a tattoo.
I mom. Do.
Mom.
Mom, if you're listening. Oh, boy, I hope you're listening. I do want a tattoo of Walt Whitman, but, you know, I don't want to pay for it. Thank you. I fucking love Walt Whitman. Also,
dressed as a luchador.
Are you shouting it from the mountaintops?
In my barbaric yop. That's right. let me ask
somebody
you
plays Darkest Dungeon.
I don't even know what that means. Barbaric Yop is in Leaves of Grass, is in Song of Myself, which is how the poem Howl got its title from Barbaric Yop. So my other question is, where's my fucking macaroni and cheese?
I think you ate it all.
I did? I don't feel full.
This crafty dude's getting hangry.
Man, on that note, I think we're done here. Just say no to monkeys if they're, you know,
quality of life. I think it's quality of life and self-awareness.
I guess we got to start somewhere. You're right. And this is a little more philosophical than our degrees allow. Is it 3 theater degrees among us? What your degree is in, David? Or did you do, like, you changed it up to, like, something that actually had a life skill?
I actually did it in philosophy, so if son of a bitch. Having problems on a plane.
Son of a bitch, man. Oh, man. I was making fun of us because we're talking philosophically.
Theater. And by the way, putting a ghost light in the middle of the stage at the end of the night is a fucking life skill, Brent.
Yeah, yeah. That's called believing in fucking myths and legends and you know, better knock 3 times and don't break a glass.
Knock 3 times on the... Oh, no.
On the wall if you're dead. All right, kids. Get us your stories that you want us, your weird news, weird at hysteria51.com, weird at hysteria51.com, and make sure you take out with a gun. Check out Sad Times, Kevin's show that I help produce and sit through and make faces at him.
Yes, not even help produce.
Sometimes at inopportune times. It's perfect.
Yes,
it's
it is sometimes inopportune.
And then David Boom Boom Flora, Danger If You Nasty, he's got like 9 shows, Quiz Quiz Bang Bang, Blurry Photos, 5-Minute Frights, How to Come in 30 Minutes or Less, When You Hate Yourself, and what's the new one you're working on?
Well, that was an important one. the new one I'm working on is called As Above, So Below. It's a philosophy podcast about philosophizing in planes.
I need a doctor. Don't we all need a doctor?
Physician, heal thyself. But I'm not a physician. I need one.
Time is an abstract concept created by carbon-based life forms to monitor ongoing decay. Sorry, sir. I thought maybe you had a watch. Jesus Christ.
I just have a sore on my elbow. I don't know. Okay.
At least it's not on your hands. On that one, we're going to get out of here. We'll see you next time. Take it easy, kids.
Bye.
Boy.
Meeting adjourned.